Lisa McHugh, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Excited to be here, I have to say. It's been a fantastic weekend so far. You've literally just walked in the door. Yeah. But what are you looking forward to tonight?
I am just so excited to be here. I'm delighted to be performing on the stage for everyone going into the show. And I am a huge fan of American country music. So to be here, and I can hear Ashley Munro singing right now, and then you've got Thomas Rhett coming on, Dwight Yoakam and Miranda Lambert. I've been a huge fan for years, so I'm so excited for a great night.
So you're going to be on the Sunday World stage, which is where we're situated for Downtown Country. What are you going to be singing tonight?
I think I'm going to try and sing a couple, maybe some different songs that people are used to hear me sing, and I might try some more American songs and see how they go down. But you never know, I might sing a familiar one as well. I haven't really picked a set list yet, so I'm kind of just playing it by ear. I better choose soon, I suppose.
Well, you'll wing it, but you'll pull off a great job as always, so looking forward to hearing you. You're always very busy and you've literally just arrived. What have you been up to recently?
We've been so busy on the road. We're literally just back a few days from a tour in England, and then we were back working here. We were in the middle of a concert tour here in Ireland. We were in Armagh on Wednesday, and we were in Omagh last night, so we're here tonight, and we're heading up to the Millennium Forum in Derry tomorrow night, so it's a very busy time.
Sounds like it. How was England for you?
England was great. It was our first time for a lot of the theatres over there, so we're trying to break new ground, and it was great. We had a really great reaction over there, so it was really fun.
Good stuff. Now, tell me this. The last song that you did with Nathan Carter, I absolutely loved. Are you planning any more duets?
I'm not too sure. Well, thank you, first of all, for your compliment. That was lovely. I'm just delighted. You know, Nathan agreed to sing with me on the album, and thankfully it got a great reaction. And the video as well turned out really well, and it was great fun. So you never know what's down the line, but we've nothing planned at the minute.
You're both very busy. I guess it's hard to get something in the diaries when you can both meet up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've actually not seen him now for a few weeks, and he's away now on tour in England as well. So we're kind of passing ships in the night, to be honest. So you never know what happens down the line, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you watch this space, if I hear anything, I'll let you know. I won't hold you back much longer. I know Ashley Munro is on stage and you want to go and see her. But very quickly, I believe you weren't very well for a while. You were in hospital.
Yes. Sadly, I took ill a few weeks ago. I had a bad viral infection and I had to be taken into hospital to try and kind of get some fluids back into me. I was very drained and very low. So unfortunately, we had to cancel some shows, which was a huge disappointment to me. And of course, you know, some people who had planned to come along and see us. So I couldn't get over the amount of people that were sending well wishes and cards and flowers, and it was just unbelievable. But now I'm back fighting fit, and delighted to be back on the road, and looking forward to a very busy year.
Good stuff. Are the shows that were cancelled, or is there anything being organised for the future to make up for it?
Oh yeah, definitely. We're back. One of the shows was in fact the Tully Glass in Ballymena, and we're heading back there on Easter Monday, so that's a rescheduled date, so I'm looking forward to that one.
Excellent. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time, as always, and enjoy your night.
Thank you so much. A pleasure, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.